Okay, we're going to learn two approaches by the biggest scientific leaders in the history of the world. The first one is Newton. Newton defined time as a really independent entity that is not affected that's not affected by any material phenomena. But Leibniz completely disagreed with Newton's approach and bring another opinion. The time is a material phenomenon, is a material property that maintained by each material defined in the world. But I, the great Elia, want to give another opinion. Until now, we learned that time is scientific, calculated, and reliable thing. And my opinion is not with that. In my opinion, time is a personal way of seeing the world. Every person have a different way to experience time. And I'm here today to show you the experience that I, Elia, 16 years old from Israel, Maccabi Tzair, and the people of Israel define time. Our first example to how to define time is one. After the 2 weeks after the tedious day, October 7th, I was with my sister-in-law and my two nephews in the car going home, and then we heard the alarm. In that moment, the car stopped, and I was no longer a human. I was a machine with no power, with no thinking, just machine with code that do whatever she can. I was needed to grab my nephew. He's like six months old baby. Grab him and run to the shelter that was considerably close. The emotion that I felt in those moments was so big and so powerful that I just didn't think about time itself. All those 11 minutes when I grab my nephew and go to the shelter, the Mamad, felt like moments, like blink of an eye. I felt like just someone that having a print and just doing that. This is what I saw. And this is my first example. Time was not a thing for me. I just forgot it. The experience with time changed all. My second experience with time is not me. It's for all the Israelis around Israel. In the morning of October 7th, all the people in Israel were so scared. We had the biggest inspiration of terrorists to the country, and the largest and most extensive rocket barrage that the state of Israel ever saw. In that time, all Israelis felt like it was not just a morning. We felt like it was big thing, like days that come by and by, like one after each other, with no sleep. But in the same time, we had all of it. We were in our shelters, scared for our life, that the terrorists would just open the door and kill us. In a normal day, we can just have breakfast and talk with our friends, go to school. That day, for all Israelis, is considered one of the most hideous days in history. It's like a black day. And the time of it, for like the clock, was just like, what, 6 hours? For Israelis, it was years and years and years that go by. My next example is a relationship between me and one of my good friends. She lived in Tiva Asara. It's a kibbutz in Gaza envelope, an agricultural kibbutz. In October 7th, the kibbutz got controlled by terrorists. That kibbutz is almost no longer in existence. Almost all of its people got wiped out. In October 7th, I sent her a message, like just when we heard that kibbutz in Tiva Asara is under terrorist attack. It took her 6 hours to answer me. Those 6 hours was the most excruciating and painful hours I ever had. in every second, in every hour that I felt, it just was so long. All the things that run inside my head was just unbearable. What if she got kidnapped and I will see her in one of the videos? What if she just abducted into Gaza? What if she just got murdered? What if she just run away and she have no phone? But all those experiences teach me and the Israeli people one thing. The time is not just a clock. We just not see it. And another example for how time it is for Israelis, that one of the experience that we had in 2016 in Sarona, two terrorists got through my city, Be'er Sheva, in the south, to Tel Aviv. When they go through my city into Tel Aviv, they go to Sharona. It's in the middle of the country, in the middle of Tel Aviv. It's considered like the biggest shopping mall ever. There's only like, there's almost no Israeli that ever went there. The two terrorists took the gun and shoot the people there. All the people in the place got just scared. Sarona is a really, really big place, like this hotel. Every room, every mall, every shop, they were there. People just go there and hide. With every second they had, they felt like it was forever. In every second, there can be a terrorist that come through the door and just kill you and your friends. Kill you. He can just do unbearable things to you, rape you, everything. This is the only thing that went to their mind. All those experiences are what Israelis got from them, not just one thing. Maybe you think that those experiences was tragic, and this is a really tragic way to define time, and you can just have a click in your television and just stop it if you don't have like family in Israel. But we lived through that. It gave us the resilience to handle more serious stuff. It gave us the resilience to be together, to be united, to be stronger than ever. And I will give you now a few examples of how that experiences and that way of defined time gave the Israelis more powerful and make us more powerful and stronger than ever. A day after October 7th in Tel Aviv, like a few days before it, we have like the biggest protest against the government. And we have like a big fight between the two Israelis, like a brother fight. But in 8th of October, all the people in Israel that could were in the center of Tel Aviv and volunteer. This was the biggest and the most heart-filling thing. When, like a day after, the biggest information and the biggest rocket barrage that the country ever saw, the most tragic day, Israelis come together, they forgot any risk they have and volunteered, help the weak. Help the one who need it. Stood up for something they have. Stood up for the people of Israel, the Jewish people. Another example of how that power of defined time helped the Israelis is about the Nova Festival. In Nova Festival, there was the biggest infiltration of terrorists in any other place. 300, less or more, from Nova Festival got murdered and slaughtered. And a lot of more got abducted to Gaza. Now they are there, scared for their life, and we don't know nothing about them. But one of the DJs in Nova Festival, and like a few weeks after that hideous experience, come to the stage again, perform again, have the most lightful joy in his life. Even here in the IC, you have one of the survivors in Nova Festival. You can even talk with him. And my last example is about what happened in Israelis' national days. We have three national days for the Holocaust, for our soldiers and people that got hurt by terrorists, by rocket barrage, by any kind of it, and the Independence Day of Israel. The most happiest day that Israelis ever have. One time a year, that we all go to the streets and have a lot of fun with foams and with balloons, and just like run in all sides of Israel and just have a big smile on our face. But the thing that we don't have really a time between those days. Between the Holocaust Day, we have a week. A week where we have alarms for the memory. And then we get to the National Day for the people that got hurt in terrorist attacks and in IDF. In the night of that day, we have the Independence Day. So the experience with time gave us the opportunity to have that sharp switch, that sharp thing from sadness to be the most happiest day in our life. Do you want to know how we did that? With our experiences and our resiliences. It gave us to understanding that they didn't die for nothing. They died for us, the Israelis, for the state of Israel, the Jewish state. All those experiences show us one thing. Time is just gave us, there is time is really important thing. We need to know where we're going to share it and where we're going to do it. You can do it with a loved one, with a family, with your grandparents, whatever you want, with your friends. But I'm here today to give you one time to share it together, to have a moment of all of us experience time close to Israeli one. After that, we're going to have 1 minute of silence, okay? Everybody going to stood up and have a complete silence. After that, the talk will be over. And I'm sorry for the inventory, but for the people that here and here, you're going to have a bracelet, a ribbon, of the yellow ribbon. That said, we are all still in 7 October. We are all still there. We are all, even no matter how many months will go by, how many, where we're going to be, we're still there in Gaza in October 7th, in our homes, in our shelters, worrying for our loved ones that we still don't know what about them. We're still there. So now we're going to have 1 minute of silence, okay? And after that, the talk will be over and you're going to take the ribbons. You're going to put it on your hand. You're going to put the ribbon on your hand and then left. Okay.